And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You could have been saying, where the hell is my co-host on Friday night? Because I might have disappeared, but I didn't. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good. We were down at the old Geelong jail, the sleep out for the homeless, thanks to Lazarus Community Centre. 80 people slept out there at the Geelong jail. And there was a dinner with nearly 100 guests at the dinner too.
Oh, wow.
Delicious. Yeah. You missed out, Lingy.
Fantastic. Would they set that up in sort of the main, is there like a common area?
Yeah. Main foyer area there.
Cool.
Truffle Duck did the catering.
Oh, beautiful.
It was
delicious.
So nice.
Came back with breakfast on Saturday morning too, so it was nice.
Oh, perfect. Oh, you two, you had a great night out. Like, you were all worried about it. Sounds like it's just really relaxing.
I don't know if you can tell by my face, but so I went and did a bit of recon work on Wednesday for a pre-video just to see what it was all about and where we'd be sleeping. And I haven't slept properly since because I've just been scared.
Really?
Yeah.
And I didn't really think about it at all until we were there. And then when we left, I haven't thought about it since.
I've thought about it ever since.
Yeah.
I've saged myself to the point of choking. I actually had a sage stick in the car on the way home as well. Had that in an old coffee cup driving. I'm very Cheech and Chong, some people
really?
Might say.
Really? Smoking out your car?
Smoking out my car.
Hotboxing it, I believe it's called.
Oh, there you go. And I haven't really slept ever since.
I don't understand because I've seen the video on socials that you put on there of you two getting prepped and ready within the cell. So you're in Chopper Reed's old cell.
Yeah.
It looked really comfortable. Beautiful setup. I mean, you had an excessive amount of crystals around your little sleeping bag.
Yeah.
But it looked like a beautiful little sleep out. What's
the cell
issue?
Itself was pretty cool.
It was actually. It felt nice in that cell. And Rob, who's the custodian, he gave us one of Chopper Reed's shivs.
Yeah, signed shivs.
Yeah, to have
that
in
was
the
cool.
Honestly, like you're a history guy too. Yeah. So we like they've got the history tour, the ghost tour we went on, and both were like unreal. Mm. Like I think a lot of people forget that the old Geelong jail's here or don't even know that it's here. Like I was one of them. It was like, oh, is that what it is? Yeah. I didn't even realise that you could go there and have these tools. And we also had a paranormal investigative team.
All right.
With a spirit box.
We've got to get to that.
Yeah.
And they took us around at midnight, turned the lights off on rooms, and we were there. Tom's name came up on the spirit box 3 times.
This is in the dentist sort of surgery. I heard Tom and I was like, oh, I don't know if that's what I heard. And then it was again and then again. So then I had to get in the chair.
Because they're like, hey, would you like Tom to get this?
Would you like anyone
would
to
get, you like
in
anyone
the
to get into the chair? It's Tom.
Tom.
Tom and I was like, fuck.
Okay, that's not set up at all.
Well, how could it be set up?
I'm sorry, but I'm a skeptic.
I know you
are. Did you see a ghost?
Okay, so
Did you see a ghost?
Everybody was downstairs and I was upstairs. It's 2 levels. The ground, 3, level 3 1. Floors, and
we're right up the top.
We're right up the top. Everyone was downstairs. I was up there by myself.
What were you doing by yourself?
Because I was editing the videos, right? And I was coming down this.
Networking.
Yeah, he was networking. Yeah, yeah. I could hear him from down there. Hey, well, exactly. contraband. Won't go there. But I was coming down the stairs and I felt like someone was coming up behind me, running at me to push me down the stairs. And I turned around and I went, no!
And was there someone there?
Well, no, there was no
one.
Was
there anything there?
Well, no, there was no one there.
So there's nothing there.
Anyway, Lingy, I'm not in the mood. Okay? I haven't slept. Another, not in the mood for you.
Another, we were in solitary with the ghost hunters and then something fell from the wall. We could hear something like down behind one of them. And we turned around, there's nothing there.
Like in an old building, something sort of fell.
He's so annoying. Do you know what? Okay.
Did you see anything?
All right. How's this?
Nah.
Should we send him back there solo one night and just see? Do you want to become a believer?
No.
Are you scared to be there?
Do you know what we should do? We should get the video that Michael from Lazarus showed us on Saturday morning just as we were leaving.
Yeah.
Because he's got footage from the CCTV. Because I was like, oh my God, you must capture so much stuff on CCTV when there's no one in the building.
Mm.
And there is video of a figure that looks like a little girl just skipping past at 3:30 a.m.
When no
10,
one's in there.
Ago. Yeah.
I should.
Oh, yuck.
If I did go along, you know what I should do? Just take one of your crystals and I'll be completely safe. That'll be fine.
Oh, God. Or
your
little, I can't wait
your
to
tree of rosemary that you took with
the
you.
Guys, the guys that were sleeping in the morgue
yeah.
felt like they were being pushed. One of the guys felt, Calvin was his name, felt like he was being pushed off the morgue table.
He
thought it was
mate.
His mate.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. Oh, and that, someone was patting his hair.
Well, I mean, that's changed my mind completely. That just must be fact. I'll write it down.
Tom, I want to punch him in the face. Yeah,
so do I.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So you have conversations with your children, and sometimes during, sometimes post, you think to yourself, wow, that wasn't on my bingo card for ever having to cover that topic or mm-hmm. to, yeah. And it happens all the time. And some of them you handle really well and you think to yourself, oh, I didn't expect to have that conversation, but I feel like I nailed it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And sometimes you just don't have the answers, right? And that's okay too. Mm. You know, that's just life. I'm currently having a recurring conversation with both girls, Indy 6, Goldie 4, and I don't know how to answer it, right? I don't know how to explain it. And I need your help. Maybe give me sort of an idea. So daycare centres, I know they're in the news a lot lately, whatever, but, you know, all good people, everyone's doing their best and doing a good job, and particularly the ones in Lara where we live, some really good daycare centres there, right? So this is a daycare centre that we're not affiliated with in any way, shape or form, but we drive past all the time because it's on a street that is between our place and Nanny and Papa's house.
Okay.
Right? So we live like three blocks apart and this daycare centre is in between, right?
Gotcha.
And we went past it and Indy started to be able to read, right? She's learning, she's getting really good at it. And so she's reading signs as they do,
nice,
you know, as you drive past. And she goes past and she goes, Kidscape, right? That's the name of the daycare centre.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Kidscape. She's like, Dad, the kids escaped from there. And I was like,
is that a jail, Dad?
I was like, no, baby, I'm not, no, they definitely would not. Like the kids that go to the daycare centre there would absolutely be taken very good care of and they would not be leaving of their own accord.
Trying to escape.
Yeah, right. Why is it called Kidscape then? And I was like,
Great question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just a name, and that's sort of where I left it for that conversation, right?
Yeah.
But we've driven past maybe four or five times since, and every time now, Goldie and Indy, Kidscape. Why is it called Kidscape? Do the kids escape from...
What have you offered up? Have you offered up any suggestions?
No, because I don't know, but like I have no...
I've got an idea.
I don't have a good reason for the scape. Do you know what I mean? Like I've got no way to explain the escape.
Is it, you know, when you have an escape, like you go on holiday, you're going to have an escape. Is it an escape for kids? Oh,
like a little, like
it's a little kid's
like
escape.
A little like oasis where they've escaped away to, away from the crazy outside world.
Cool. Now say that to a 4 and a 6 year old so they understand.
Okay. You know how Dad is like, hey, we'll take you on holiday one day.
Yeah.
And then you end up going camping.
Yeah.
But imagine somewhere good.
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of like that.
That's the idea they're selling.
Yes.
Maybe. Gotta be.
Gotta be.
Well, other than that, I don't have another suggestion.
Yeah.
It's not.
Can't you just make stuff up when you're a parent?
It's a business and they take them out and they do landscaping, but they use kids' labour.
No. Guaranteed that's not it, Cameron. But yeah, no, I have no good way to explain the scape. So I just keep taking the hit.
Well, wait until they ask what K-Rock's all about.
Yeah.
Then you're in trouble.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish. K-Rock's own shrimp. Pimp. Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
Just bobbing around. Mm-hmm. In the prawn tank.
Yes, the prawn tank had a great idea last week and I've partially invested in that. We're doing more research on it.
Blankets with holes in them. Great idea, guys.
No.
There's more to it.
Is more to it. If you missed it, it's on the podcast from last week, but you're going to have to come up with an idea today. I'm here to support you, clam to clam.
Okay.
Elevator pitch style, Tommy. All hit right. me with it. I want to invest. I'm in the mood for it.
Okay. Do you get attacked by mosquitoes, Cameron Lee?
Yes, I do.
They love me too. Yeah. And it's so annoying because, you know, you usually will think, oh, I'm going out for a barbecue or we're going to park or whatever. And so you'll bring some AeroGuard.
Correct.
But sometimes you don't. No. Sometimes you get caught out.
Correct. Right? Like I did the other day.
Yeah. And then you just get bitten by mosquitoes.
Yeah, okay. Agree.
What about your kids? Do your kids get targeted by mosquitoes as
Henry,
well?
Mozzie bites all over him. Yeah. Around the ankles, sort of.
Funny how it's one and not the others, hey? Goldie gets smashed by them, but not so much Indy. And so, especially when they're little, they don't understand and they keep scratching and all of that. And it's really, you know, it's hard to placate the child. Here's my idea.
Okay, you've got me so far. I'm with you.
A stamp that stops the itch. So you got a mozzie bite on your arm, right?
Okay.
It's itchy.
So this is post they've attacked you, they've bitten you.
It's the bite stamp. You go bang, click on the actual mozzie bite.
Yeah.
And whatever's in the active, you know, we'll put some, I don't know, patchouli oil in there or some ylang-ylang, that kind of thing. It's all natural, all organic.
You know what's in there or you're just throwing some things around?
Mate, it's an idea, all right?
Gotcha. Okay, sure.
It'll stop the itch and then the and it'll and that's it. And then it's not itchy anymore. And then the child doesn't actually take their skin off because they're, you know, so frustrated and keep scratching the itch. Or you, either way. What do you reckon?
Did you have anything to add there, Locke? I feel like you're bursting to add something.
I've got nothing to add.
Thank you.
What I will say.
Shut your mouth.
Calamine lotion.
Oh, yeah, but who's going to, I mean, are you going to have a bath in calamine lotion every time, are you?
I don't know.
Throw your child, every time your child's like, they just graze it and it gets itchy and then they scratch and scratch and they draw blood, you know? Okay. You just get the stamp, pow.
Stamp.
Yeah.
And you know what? We're going to manufacture it in the same place that it's already manufactured by someone else.
It's not an existing idea.
There's lots of ideas out there. Oh, no, you're going to get me in trouble with trademark infringement.
No, because if you do it the way we're doing it, it's different enough that we can make money.
Is the current product that's out there a stamp?
Well, there's... No, I don't think so.
It's called Mosquito Click. Different? We're calling ours a stamp.
But I don't believe the evidence that their one works, whereas my one's going to work.
Your one's going to work, but Anaconda, do you know what ingredients are in yours?
I told you, patchouli, ylang-ylang, there'll be some lavender in there.
See, theirs is chemical-free. We've got chemicals up the wazoo.
No, we don't. That's all natural.
No, natural chemicals.
Theirs doesn't work.
I feel like there's an element of conflict between the businesses, you two.
Like the stamp, we'll leave a little smiley face or something on there too. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. We'll call it the smiley.
Kids love stamps. I think it's a great idea. Lingy, you're on board. Here we go.
Clearly it was a great idea for somebody else to do it. That's
No, but they've done it worse. We're better.
We are always better. We could be. We could be much better. All right, I'm going to take that as the most positive response to one of my ideas you've ever had. You're thinking about it, and that is Prawn Tank for this week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Tommy, you're talking surnames.
The double barrel.
Yeah, the hyphened surnames. Mm. I hadn't given it a second thought, I'll be honest, until you said that a mate of yours wasn't a fan.
I know. Well, he's got, 16 letters or something in his name. You've got 4. I've got 5. Lauren, I mean, you're... Tomushkas. That's fine. That's a whole different topic, right? Yeah. But the double barrel, it turns out that it is a bit of a cross to bear. And I caught up with a guy on a Grand Final Friday, and he his surname is Harland hyphen Dixon.
Mm.
And he said he lives a great life. He's very happy, but that's the one thing that he hates.
Hates. He wished that his parents had just flipped a coin.
And picked one. Picked one or the other. And he can't change it now because either way someone's going to be annoyed. So one side of the family is going to be upset. So he's stuck with it for the rest of his life. My sister-in-law is in a similar position. She's Lawrence Carroll. Her name's Luella too, so it's Luella Lawrence Carroll.
Sorry, I know this is a little tangent, but... Lawrence Carroll, and your brother's surname is no doubt Lewis.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's Lewis like me.
Sort of just the surname of the baby being Lewis Carroll.
Yeah,
yes,
Alice in Wonderland.
It's right there, isn't it?
Very, and they are readers, so that's good. On 52232955, do you have a double barreled name? Do you hate it? Also taking points if you can have if you know more about a triple barreled name. Kyle's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
Are you a hyphen surname, Kyle?
I was a hyphen surname for a long time. And it was the first part of the double barrel was Stewart, which is worse because there's multiple ways to spell Stewart.
Yeah.
So it was like I had to spell it every single time for years and years and years. And I just basically, when it came to getting married, I thought, well, lots of people change their name when they get married. So I dropped the hyphen when I... as part of getting married.
Oh, cool. Good on you.
Yeah. So now I've just got the single surname.
Okay. And just quick question. Was the other half of the hyphen surname Little? Were you
Stuart Little?
Were you Kyle Stuart Little?
No.
No.
Thankfully, no.
That's not where I was going. I was wondering.
Otherwise, it would have happened a lot earlier. I would have dropped it.
Was the Stuart component of your surname, were they annoyed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the short answer.
Yes.
Yeah. But you want to live your life, Kyle, but, you know?
But I did it anyway, and because, you know, it's my choice, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's also because my sister was married, so she wasn't using the double barrel. My mum and dad got divorced, and so my mum was using her maiden name, so she wasn't using the double barrels. It was just kind of me stuck with it, really. So,
sucks, man.
Stuck with it.
Sucks, Kyle. No, good on you. Good on you. I mean, it's definitely having to spell Stuart so many every single time is definitely worth cutting out half of your family, for sure. Avoiding that.
Tony from Cariah's on the line. Tony, you a double barrel?
I am, unfortunately.
Ah.
You don't like it either.
No, so a lot of your automatic ID registers now don't let you put in special characters. So you put in the hyphen to match it up with your driver's license, and then you've got to send off your driver's license because it doesn't register it, says that it's different. It's just an absolute pain in the half.
My goodness. Have you ever thought of dropping one half?
I have. It's just the old procrastination of it.
Yeah. The amount of paperwork you would have to fill out is just not really worth it unless it's really worth it, you know?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's... Okay. So
Tone's not happy. You've touched on something Tommy.
You have.
Yeah. Catherine in Highton, good morning. Do you have a double-barreled surname, mate?
I do. But it came about because when I got married, my husband got the Sooks because I didn't want to take his name. Mm. So I said, fine, I'll throw it on the end. And then I choose to put it on the end when I feel like it, basically.
Yes.
Depends what books he's in. If he's in the good books,
yes.
You roll out the
exactly.
hyphen. What a treat for him.
Exactly. And then if we book an accommodation or something, we just use his surname because it makes him feel good.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are.
You're an awesome partner. I love it.
We are such simple creatures, aren't we?
We really are.
Little turds, boys are. let's wrap this up with Kate in Geelong. Kate, double-barreled surnames, and I believe you have some info on the possibility of a triple-barreled surname.
Absolutely. So my cousins, all of their names are hyphened.
Yeah.
So their first name is Holly Ann. Okay. Then they decided to use the grandparents' name, so it's Darcy Norma, and then Walters Kwan.
Oh,
what?
God.
So hang on.
All of them are hyphened. So it's Holly-Ann, Darcy-Norma, Walters-Kwan.
Oh, my God.
That's a different type of triple threat.
That's a hyphenated first name, a hyphenated middle name, and then a hyphenated surname.
Correct. Wow. And then the sister is Lily Ann. And then June Irene Walters Kwan. So, yeah, both sisters have it.
The triple barrel, double barrel.
That's wild. That seems so pointless. I mean, beautiful names, all beautiful names.
All beautiful names.
But there's a fixation with the hyphen.
Have they never been able to travel overseas? Because filled in one of those entry cards, there's not enough spaces.
Pretty much. And one of them recently got married and having to deal with the whole hyphenated name and getting it through a a wedding license and all the rest was a nightmare. So, yeah.
Do you know what? If you love hyphens that much, just call them hyphen.
Yeah, just
this well, is my true.
Yeah.
My child hyphen, hyphen, hyphen.
Yeah. Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.